From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 20th. Coming up, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has introduced what he says is his seventh balanced budget. But a budget expert says that's going to get harder in coming years without structural reform. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Danville School Board has put their superintendent on administrative leave as she's been working remotely for months following alleged threats from the Ku Klux Klan. IPM's Emily Hayes has more from last night's meeting.
An overflowing crowd gathered at the school board meeting. Audience members applauded as several speakers accused Superintendent Alicia Geddes of abandoning her post. That includes Chelsea Holton, a social worker at Mark Denman Elementary School. She says other administrators have had to answer questions and make decisions in Geddes' absence.
We've shown our students that her safety is more important than theirs. We've shown them that it's okay to walk away from your problems, your commitments, and your community when things get hard.
Geddes' supporters say in her 10 years of service, she's found innovative ways to feed hungry students and expand mental health programs in the district. The board picked Assistant Superintendent John Hart as their interim leader. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
The February 25th Urbana primary election is less than a week away, but Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons says more than half of expected voters have already cast a ballot. The clerk says as of yesterday morning, over 1,500 people have voted by mail or at an early voting center. Ammons says the county is fully prepared to handle additional voters. That's after his office had technical issues processing voters during the November presidential election.
Everyone can rest assured that the election judges will have everything that they need to process voters.
The clerk says his office expects to have unofficial results available in the evening on Election Day. IPM News has put together a digital voter guide. You can find interviews with both mayoral candidates and learn more about city council races on the ballot at ipmnewsroom.org. Coming up, we'll hear about Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget address from yesterday and what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment with Will Call. That's coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 21 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 7 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 28 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 12 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 34 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
In a time of crisis, facts and calm conversation can help us through the struggle. I'm Brian Mackey, new host of The 21st Talk Show. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m., we're bringing Illinoisans together to learn from each other and to highlight not just problems, but solutions. Join us for The 21st.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants some belt-tightening in next year's state budget. In his State of the State speech yesterday, Pritzker called for cuts to the program that offers health insurance for adults in the U.S. without legal status, for example. Pritzker's $55.2 billion budget proposal doesn't include major tax increases, but does raise revenue in a few smaller ways. Alex Degman talked with budget watchdog Ralph Martiri, executive director of the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability.
We talked a couple of days ago about what type of budget the state needs to pass this year. And based on what you saw, did the governor propose something that would lead to something that's balanced?
Well, I think what the governor's trying to put on the table is one where current revenues and current expenditures are equal. That's the definition of balance. And the good news is there is not much of a deficit carry forward from last year. It's only about $170 million when you're talking about a $51 billion budget. That's not a significant debt carry forward. So that should be absorbable after his expenditures for the proposed expenditures, I should say, for the upcoming fiscal year. He's estimating he'll have about a $200 million surplus, which is just enough to cover those carry forward bills.
Now, we've seen the state awarded with credit upgrades over Governor Pritzker's tenure due in part to budgeting, but What long-term pressures is the state government facing, and is the governor doing enough to address those?
I think, you know, you could objectively say, and it'd be really hard to argue otherwise, that Pritzker has been the best fiscal manager of the state's financial resources that we've seen in office easily in the last 25 years. And even in the last couple of years, when he's suggested that the state increase spending, he's actually been willing to go after some of these corporate tax expenditures or smaller tax increases to make sure there was adequate revenue to support it. So the governor's taken a relatively conservative and frankly responsible approach to dealing with the state's finances. What you could see is relying on these one-time fixes, they do get you through a fiscal year or two. They don't solve any of your long-term problems, and they put you in this position where you're constantly having to look at these smaller revenue sources or tax breaks and eliminating them as just a way to get through budget year now.
Do you think the governor struck the right balance when he was talking about President Trump and the federal government's role in state finances?
Absolutely. What is going on at the federal level is simply not in the country's best interest in any way, shape, or form. So what's really happening is a scale back of investment in programs that matter to people. For Governor Pritzker to say what's happening at the federal level is going to trickle down in a very negative way and impact the state's finances generally, but individual families' pocketbooks and what's going on in their homes and communities and their local economy specifically is exactly right. It's just knowing the scope of it, Alex, you can't yet, right? But taking some of these programs off the table, vulnerable populations are definitely going to be hurt.
Ralph, your top line message to lawmakers as they start negotiations, what does the final product need to look like on May 31st?
I think Illinois is at the point where, as the governor rightly pointed out, we have a $1.1 trillion economy. It's the fifth largest economy of any state. It is the 18th largest economy in the world. It's a larger economy than like Nigeria and Saudi Arabia and Greece. You may have heard of some of these places. Tweaking our tax code to generate an additional $2.5 to $4.5 billion and re-amortizing our pension debt. Think about that in context of a $1.1 trillion economy. It's not a measurable taking of economic activity. It literally could have no negative long-term economic impact. It is too small to be measured. Re-amortizing the pension debt, that's just smart policy, right? You save yourself billions of dollars of wasted debt service. So you reduce the amount of taxes that you actually have to increase on families, and at the same time, move your fiscal condition into a place where it's healthy and sustainable.
That's Ralph Martiri, Executive Director of the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, talking with Alex Degman about Governor J.B. Pritzker's state budget proposal for the next fiscal year. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 20th, you can go to Uncorked with Illinois Soul. That's at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. It starts at 5:30. You can celebrate Black History Month. They'll showcase some of the best local and regional musicians on Stage 5 in the Krannert Center lobby.
And then also from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., there is a reception for Travis Keller, Domesticated, in the Gertz Gallery at Parkland College in Champaign. Travis Keller paints vibrant, large-scale oil paintings of everyday experiences. There's also a talk with them at 6:15 p.m. You can learn about his process and inspiration, sharing domestic rituals and memories of everyday life. For more information, you can go to www.parkland.edu.
And on Friday, February 21st, Those Who Teach can. The Unit for Art Teachers exhibition at The Crow at 110 in Champaign. This is from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Champaign Unit for Art Teachers are showcasing their personal artworks in this annual exhibition with a special opening reception. That's The Crow at 110 in Champaign on Friday, February 21st from 5:30 to 8:30.
And on Saturday, February 22nd, there is a Poetry Slam spoken word contest at the African American Cultural and Genealogical Museum in Decatur. This event is running from 2 to 5 p.m. And again, that is the Poetry Slam spoken word contest.
Also on Saturday, February 22nd, the 42nd annual Insect Fear Film Festival at the Follinger Auditorium in Urbana. It starts at 5 p.m., but the films start at 7 p.m. There is an insect petting zoo, arts and crafts, an art competition, and more. Special guest Stephen Kutcher, who is a renowned Hollywood bug wrangler, will present clips of his work in horror films, many of which feature tarantulas. Adeline, how do you feel about an event with an insect petting zoo?
I feel quite afraid. I think there was a spider in my room the other day and I didn't end up being able to capture it. So then I didn't end up sleeping in my room because I didn't feel comfortable knowing that there was a spider in my room, but I didn't know where it was at the time.
I understand. When I worked at the Humane Society, people would call me over to remove spiders from the building, and I do have a fear of them, but I try to overcome it. Maybe we can overcome our fears together.
For sure.
The 42nd Annual Insect Fear Film Festival at Follinger Auditorium is at 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd.
And on Sunday, February 23rd, Spurlock Sunday, All in the Family, Monumental Brass and Coat of Arms at Spurlock Museum in Urbana. This event is running from 1 to 3 p.m., You can come and try making your own brass and textural rubbings, exploring the elements of a coat of arms, and design one for your family. Kimberly, if you had a coat of arms for your family, what kind of symbol would you have on it?
Oh, honestly, it would probably be like cups of tea and chocolate and maybe some dogs. That would not go back to the Irish heritage that I have, but those are things that I like and that my grandmother likes, so I think that's what I'd want.
Well, that sounds like an amazing coat of arms to me.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Nathan Gonzalez, Alex Degman, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.